Hey everybody, Brooke and Weston here. And welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Time is tools for today's challenges. You know that feeling when your mind's playing a never-ending loop of what-ifs and could-have-beens? Like you're trapped in a mental hamster wheel, racing towards nowhere but stress. Well, we've all been there. That negativity can feel like an unwelcome house guest that just won't leave. Today, we're going to equip ourselves with some powerful Stoic tools to kick those negative thoughts to the curb and reclaim our mental peace. Trust me, this stuff works and is more relevant now than ever before in our crazy fast world. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you let go of negativity. First things first, acknowledge that your thoughts are just thoughts. They are not facts and they don't define you. Think of them like passing clouds, beautiful to look at sometimes, but ultimately just moving through the sky. Recognizing the separation between your thoughts and your true self is a game changer. It takes practice, but with time, you can start observing those negative thoughts without getting swept up in them. Second, focus on what's within your control. We can't always control external circumstances, but we can control how we react to them. Stoics believed in focusing on our actions and intentions, the things we can directly influence. So, instead of dwelling on what you can't change, channel your energy into making positive choices in your present moment. Remember, every choice is an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Third, practice gratitude. This one sounds simple, but it's incredibly powerful. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to the support of loved ones. Focusing on what you have, rather than what you lack, shifts your perspective and helps neutralize those negative vibes. Fourth, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes and have setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up over them, treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you'd offer a good friend. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes, it's part of being human. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support. If negativity is weighing you down, talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Sharing your feelings and experiences can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Ever felt like your mind was playing tricks on you? Like those negative thoughts were running your life? Well, and talking about that feeling of being completely overwhelmed by worry, doubt, or even anger. Imagine this. You're gearing up for a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, and every little voice in your head is screaming, "What if you mess up? What if everyone laughs at you?" It's like your brain is throwing a negativity party and you're the uninvited guest. But here's the thing, you can take control of that narrative. Instead of letting those thoughts dictate your actions, you can choose to challenge them, replace them with positive affirmations, or simply acknowledge them without giving them power over you. Think of it like this. You're the conductor of your own mental orchestra. Those negative thoughts are just instruments playing out of tune, but you get to decide which music takes center stage. So remember, letting go of negativity isn't about being positive all the time. It's about having awareness, choosing how we react, and focusing on what truly matters. It's a journey, not a destination, and every step you take towards mental clarity is a victory. Take those Stoic tools I shared today, acknowledge your thoughts, focus on what you can control. Practice gratitude, be kind to yourself, and don't hesitate to seek support and watch how they transform your mindset. You got this. Now go out there, embrace the challenges, and shine brightly. And as always, keep those Stoic vibes flowing. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join our conversation on social media. Let's keep the Stoicism alive together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.